Good morning, afternoon, evening, night, perhaps. Welcome to the second Project Moonbase podcast. My name is DJ Bongo Boy.
And my name is MC Zirconium.
On the show this week, we're going to return to a feature that we haven't done for a while, which is to have a featured artist. And the featured artist this evening has been suggested by one of our Twitter listeners, King Nerdle, no less, who has suggested that we feature the work of the great Billy Strange, an artist who, I have to say, we've rather shockingly never featured on the show before. Outrageous.
To our shame, but we're correcting that this evening.
We're going to correct that this evening. We should explain a little bit more about Mr. Strange later on, apart from Billy Strange. But also we're going to have some new music from Stereolab. Oh, yes, brand new music from Stereolab. We have some music made by one of our other Twitter listeners coming up later on as well.
Some talented bunch.
But apart from music, we also have disinformation brought to us by our chief disinformer, MC Zirconium.
Yes, it is true.
How are you, sir?
I have it.
Are you doing all right?
I am.
Have you managed to pluck some disinformation out of the web this week?
Pluck the news berries and squeeze them and boil them up into news jam.
Mm.
This week, amongst other things, we'll be covering Noble, Ignoble, iGlue and Clown Congress.
Ooh,
stay tuned.
Do stay tuned.
Details later.
Mm. If you want to interact with us here at the Moonbase, you may do so in a variety of exciting happening ways, including Twitter. Twitter.com/Project Moonbase is the place to go to keep an eye on what we're up to. And if you want to also send us messages that way as well, we'll be looking at that. And we also have a Facebook group, which I can't give you the URL to because they're... Facebook groups have terribly unfriendly URLs, but if you go to Facebook and search for Project Moonbase, you'll find the group there. Do join. We've got about over 30 members now, so do add yourself to that growing rank.
You can also send us an email at show@projectmoonbase.com and check out the website, projectmoonbase.com, where you can find links to many other things. And while you're there, if you enjoy the show, if you want to keep it going, if you want to keep us in space food,
space socks,
space biscuits, head over to our donations page where you can, you know, throw some money around.
Some loose change. Always appreciate it.
Help us out.
Yes. We're going to kick off the show this evening, though, by playing a track by an artist. We were tearing our hair out last week trying to remember who this was.
Yes. I helpfully said, it's on CD. I think it's got a black cover. There's a V in there somewhere. It's very good.
All these things are true.
Several hours later.
Flicking through the CD racks, we eventually stumbled across Janko Nilovic.
That's him.
That's the one.
That's the guy.
we'll explain a little bit more about Mr. Nilovic.
He's very good.
After we've heard a track of his, which is called Aerospatial. We'll be right back.
That was Ariel Special by Janko Nilevich.
Who I was absolutely convinced was a Czech musician.
And we had a little fight. It was like one of those wrestling matches, if you can imagine. Because both the Bongo Boy and myself are very, very muscular individuals.
We are.
So we had to wrestle. Yeah. I was saying Istanbul, and you said Constantinople.
And we were kind of both right in a way in the end.
We were.
Yes, apparently born in Istanbul, but with Montenegrin / Yugoslavian heritage, apparently. So, one of the great lively music composers, who just to really confuse matters, made most of his music, I think, in France.
Well, well, well. It's got a good sort of Starsky and Hutch type feel to it.
It has.
I like it.
Makes you want to put your foot on the pedal and
it does.
Speed through some back streets.
What I like about him as well is he also, like many of the best of the library and soundtrack composers, he also has a number of hilarious alter egos and pseudonyms, like Johnny Montevideo and Ennio Morandi.
Oh, close, yeah.
And Alan Blackwell.
Oh, the exotic Alan Blackwell.
Yes. I am from Halifax. You know it?
Oh, wonderful. He has an extensive back catalogue, most of which, thankfully, is available on a French label called Vadim Music, who've been releasing lots of his stuff over the years. You're listening to the Project Moonbase podcast, episode 2. And we'd like to thank the following listeners who've tuned into the first podcast, namely John Toulon, Gareth D. Edwards, who I might mention both dragged me kicking and screaming off to watch a Jean-Michel Jarre concert, I'm embarrassed to say.
You can't blame them.
True. It's meant to tell my own decision. We also had Loz K, thank you very much. Weirdo Music, all the way from Belgium. Steph P.
King Nerdle, Sarah Anglis, Rublenkov, and Boydie.
Thank you one and all. Thank you one and all. And tell everybody you know.
Yes. And if you tweet us, we'll mention you.
That's right. That's how it works.
It's that easy.
It's quite simple. Now we're going to return to a band we mentioned on last week's podcast, actually. A band who we thought, well, I guess they are actually in hiatus.
Even at hiatus? Hold on. What do you mean in hiatus?
This is Stereolab, we mentioned on the show last week. Now, I wasn't expecting to hear anything from them until, well, in fact, ever again, actually. But we did mention on the show last week that they did record a follow-up to Chemical Chords, which is due out in November. But thanks to our London listener, Space Disco Jeff, for letting us know that one of the tracks from the new album is actually available now, free of charge. You can go to this website to download it. The website has the rather unfriendly URL of rcrdlbl.com. But you can download this rather lovely, and I have to say, amusingly disjointed track by Stereolab called Sun Demon. brand new sounds from Stereolab, and I rather like the way that it sets off in one direction and a minute or two and it just decides to say, hold on, we're off in a completely different direction. That's lovely. And that's coming out on their album Not Music, which is due out on the 15th of November.
After their hiatus.
After their little hiatus.
And we'd like to dedicate that new Stereolab track to Boydie.
Now, this is Project Moonbase, and at this random time...
It's news time.
It's news time.
Let joy ring out. Phil Collins quits music.
Hooray!
Yes, Genesis singer and drummer Phil Collins says that going back, his new album of R&B covers...
Yeah, I saw when I heard this had come out, I it's one of these things where I just don't understand why, why, if given the choice of listening to an Aretha Franklin song or Phil Collins singing an Aretha Franklin song, why would anybody choose to go and buy the Phil Collins version?
Well, obviously, if you hate music. Yeah, it does. It's like, hello, I'm just coming along to essentially ruin this. I think it's always a sign of utter desperation when somebody, some like white guy from where is he from?
Canterbury, isn't it? They're all from Canterbury, the Genesis lot, aren't they?
Comes out with a sort of blues and R&B album. Yeah, thanks for adding that little white man blue thing. Yeah, it's really good. That's what they need. Excellent. Thank you for that. Anyway, this will be his last ever, so don't buy that. Here's what he says. I'm not anticipating doing anything else. Well, this is good news.
Yes.
If I do write songs, I don't know about putting them on an album or anything like that. I don't really have the desire to do that now. And we don't have the desire to hear them.
So everyone's happy.
I feel better already. Good news, good news. Geim? G-E-I-M.
There's been lots of different spelling pronunciations of that name on the news this week. I think it's Geim.
Geim. Well, let's say it's Geim.
It could be Geim.
Geim becomes the first Nobel and Ig Nobel winner. Yes, congratulations to André Geim, new Nobel Prize winner in physics. He becomes the first to win as an individual both a Nobel Prize, together with Konstantin Novoselov, for experiments with graphene. I believe it's called?
Graphene.
Graphene. You say graphene, I say graphene. And an Ig Nobel Award in the year 2000, shared with Sir Michael Berry for using magnets to levitate a frog.
Oh, genius.
So you may be wondering, what is graphene? Well, graphite is made from billions of layers of carbon atoms laid one on top of another. Geim and Novoselov thought that maybe Scotch tape would pull a few of these layers off. This is what he used.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Amazingly, the tape method worked. And in October 2004, the two scientists announced that they had managed to create single sheets of carbon, just one atom thick. You can imagine a few people might have been a little bit cheesed off about that. What? Yeah. Physicist Philip Kim at Columbia University remembers reading the paper and feeling a little bit cheesed off. Mm. Kim had been trying to do the same thing, but using a much more high-tech method. Oh, no, Kim says.
You mean more high-tech than Scotch tape?
Yes. Oh, no, Kim says. It worked out this way. Such a simple thing as Scotch tape. That's his quote. It's a great quote, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
Yes, there was also, in fact, a real point to the frog experiment, which is why pictures of it are in lots of new physics textbooks, apparently.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. It demonstrates a phenomenon called diamagnetism. Mm. And that diamagnetic materials like water are pushed away by magnetic fields. So a really powerful magnetic field can hold up a frog, which is mostly water.
Yes.
But it's still funny.
It is.
And that's what's important. Also, in other science-based news, perhaps medicine, gluing your own eyes shut. Something to avoid if you possibly can. A woman in Arizona required medical treatment after accidentally mistaking a bottle of superglue for eye drops.
Oh, no.
And using it. Yes, this is on Newslight. Imgard Holm, who had cataract surgery last year, said she reached for her eye drops and applied them without paying much attention to the bottle. Yes. It was only when she felt a burning sensation that she was aware something was horribly wrong. The next thing she knew, her eye was stuck closed.
Oh, no.
She phoned an ambulance, and paramedics were able to wash her eye out before the glue caused any major damage. That's good news, isn't
good
it?
Good news.
Imgard now says she'd like to see glue manufacturers change the shape of their packaging to avoid others being involved in similar accidents. Yeah, great idea. Or maybe you should think about not keeping super glue in your medicine cabinet.
Possibly.
How about that?
Yes.
You know, before you start poking things in your eyes. What a lunatic. And that's the news. Sparging.
Thank you, Mrs. Cunningham.
You're welcome.
For that first selection of Tall Tales.
Wait, you know what I haven't said this week so far?
The historic sound of the future!
It's important to get it in there.
You should get that in occasionally, yes.
Yeah.
That's what we're bringing
you random.
Here. Yes. Yes, this is the historic sound of the future. It is Project Moonbase, to be precise. And as you will know, if you were listening at the top of the show, we're going to be making a special feature of The Strange Billy Strange. This is a suggestion that was made by our Twitter listener, King Nerdle, and rapidly followed up by a tweet from a Swiss fan, devotee, I think, of Mr. Strange, who pointed out that actually Billy Strange has just recently celebrated his 80th birthday, which is something normally we're very alert to people reaching their 80th birthday.
We'll let anybody on our show, or we'll mention anybody that's 80.
We'll mention anybody who turns 80, they get mentioned. That's right. If you're a dear listener, if you're turning 80 at this very moment, then do let us know.
Most of our listeners will be, won't they? You'll have got your grandson to help you out with the iPods and the podcasting.
That's it. But I thought it was a high time that we featured the work of this great arranger, composer, and most importantly for us, twanging guitarist. He's been playing guitar since the mid-40s and became one of the most hotly in-demand West Coast session musicians. And he ended up playing on all sorts of classic records, including quite a few by the Beach Boys, including Pet Sounds. He was a guitarist on Pet Sounds. And he was also, apparently, he was also a venture. When two of the ventures got drafted...
I thought for a minute you were going to say drunk.
Got drunk.
Two of them were drunk.
Possibly got drunk as well.
Get Billy Strange.
He was hired as an anonymous venture for a short while. But he also developed his skills into the world of arranging, and he arranged most of Nancy Sinatra's Reprise albums. Probably most famously, including his arrangement of These Boots Are Made for Walking. That was Billy Strange's arrangement. So I thought for these and many other reasons, it was time to give the man an airing on the show. So we're going to kick off by playing a track from his 1964 album, Mr. Guitar, which judging from the cover, which features Billy Strange surrounded by a variety of stringed instruments, I think the general concept is that he plays as many different guitars and guitar family members, including a banjo, I think, on one track, as he can. But for this track, he's playing a delicious twanging guitar, and it's an absolutely great version of a Henry Mancini theme tune. This is Billy Strange with Charade. Thank you. Pow, pow.
Yes, that was Juan Garcia Esquivel. Some might say too many notes. Simply cut a few and it'll be fine.
Can you have too many notes?
I don't know.
Not with Esquivel, you can't. No, you don't. You get value for your money with Esquivel.
More.
Oh, yes. Now, if you were tuning into the show on Blank FM a few weeks ago, you might remember me playing another version of that tune, a perhaps more contemporary version, by the Orchestrotica, as it's called, Mr. Ho's Orchestrotica, no less, who are going to be they've kind of painstakingly recreated the Esquivel arrangements and recorded new versions using a 21-piece band. And they're going to be releasing their first album in a new series of modern Exotica albums called The Unforgettable Sounds of Esquivel. But that, I thought I'd let you hear the original version there. That was the extraordinary version of The Brazen Eye.
It's nice that the great man is being celebrated by these relative youngsters.
I know. You're listening to Project Moonbase.
Good, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? I'm rather enjoying it. Are you enjoying it?
It's not bad.
It's all right.
So we've got a treat next, haven't we?
We have. A bit of an exclusive, I think. This is actually a track from one of our Twitter listeners. Oh, yes.
The internet. It's amazing, isn't it?
The power of the interwebs. One of our listeners, Soulless Party, has recorded a couple of tracks and posted them up on SoundCloud, which is a site we occasionally keep an eye on as well. But very kindly tipped us off to the existence of this track. Apparently, this is an homage to the sound of late 70s vinyl synth music.
Right. I've just got a bone to pick with you. If you're going to use sort of Frenchified words, can you do them in a stupid French accent? It's an homage.
An homage, yeah.
What is it? It is an homage.
It's an homage.
Homage.
It's an homage, isn't it? It's an homage.
Lovely. Sounds good.
And it's a rather delightful slice of a little bit of radiophonic disco pop. So this is a Soulless Party with Air Show 77. We'll be right back. the lovely retro-futuristic pop stylings there of Soulless Party with a track called Airshow 77, and you can download that for free from SoundCloud.
This makes me want to go up the autobahn with a male model. Maybe not a male model. Whoops, that's a slip.
Oh.
This makes me want to go up the autobahn with a model. It's very efficient.
Oh, it's very efficient. Very, well, the best pop music is efficient, isn't it?
Is that German? Is that German, by any chance?
What, the Soulless Party?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
It's very Germanic. So that was from one of our listeners. And if you've got any music that you think would fit within our show, please, you know, let us know. We've got a little Dropbox doodad on our website, www.projectmoonbase.com. And while you're there, don't forget to go and have a look at www.moonbase.com/donations.
That should make that. In fact, we recommend making that your new homepage.
Yeah, but definitely, if you've got some music that you have made yourself using possibly space, banjos and sitars, licorice all sorts, electronics, send it to us. We'll listen.
We certainly will. And we're going to proceed in an electronic direction for the next track, one of our favourite genres, chiptune, no less. A genre we always like to visit at least once per show. And we're going to play a track by one of our favourite, I was going to say contemporary chiptune artists, but they're all contemporary, really, aren't they?
I guess they are.
This is a Disaster Piece, who has just released a new mini-album, which you can purchase for the princely sum of a single dollar.
I was going to say a pound, but it's less
than
a pound.
No, it's less than a pound.
Not even a pound.
Not even a pound.
An American dollar.
An American dollar. On his, he's got a Bandcamp page. You can go there. We'll, if you look at projectmoonbase.com, we'll have a link to that. He's released an album which is called Passcode, Soul of the Traveller, which I gather, it's a little bit hard to work out what this is. I think it's the soundtrack to a very kind of low-res 8-bit video series that's been running on the web for a while. And he's recorded the soundtrack to that. And there's also a little Flash game that goes with it as well. But he's made this available for a minimal fee. And not only that, you can actually download the first track off the mini album completely free of charge if you just want to have that. In fact, that is the track we're going to play now. This next track is called Mission on Grantham. When I first saw this, I thought it was
Grantham.
Mission on Grantham.
Hey, Gradley, come up to Grantham.
Come up to Grantham.
We'd all of them to chop-chone up in Grantham.
No, this is not quite that. It's Mission on Grantham. And as I say, this is the opening and free track from Disaster Piece's brand new album. Thank you.
It went a little bit prog chip at the end.
It was, yes. We always like a bit of that. That sounded a little bit quite stern. There's a bit of stern chiptune, urgent. Stern, urgent chiptune.
Serious there. Stuff.
Serious chiptune there.
Definitely. It's a very serious genre.
It is. Very, very, very serious. That was Disaster Piece with Mission on Grantham, not Grantham.
Now, surely it must be time to get back to Billy Strange.
Well, yes, on today's podcast, we are featuring the work of composer, arranger, and guitar twanger extraordinaire Billy Strange. And he recorded quite a few albums of James Bond themes and also other soundtrack themes. We've already heard one, actually, on the show already, his version of Charade. He does a magnificent version of the John Barry tune A Man Alone, which was, of course, the theme tune to The Ipcress File, one of our favourite tunes here on the show.
The only thing I like more than a file is a dossier.
Yes. So this is Billy Strange with his version of the Ipcress File theme, and we'll follow that by a slightly eyebrow-raising, perhaps extremely eyebrow-raising version of probably his most famous arrangement. But first of all, Billy Strange.
Thank you.
The sound of sitar, one of our favourite instruments here on the show.
It's about time.
With a faithful recreation of course, These Boots Are Made For Walking. That was Balsara and his singing sitars. This is Project Moonbase, here with you in the interwebs. And it is time to dip our toe carefully into the shark-infested pool of disinformation with MC Sigonium.
Buzz Lightyear is the first man on the moon, according to some dimwits. This is in the Telegraph. Some people believe that Buzz Lightyear, the fictional cartoon character from the film Toy Story, was the first man on the moon. Yes, in a recent study, 11 out of 1,009 people surveyed thought Buzz Lightyear was the first person to step on the moon. That's less than 1% idiot, I suppose, is a good way to look at it. But it's terrifying that anybody thought that was the case. Never mind 11 people.
It is a bit, yeah.
A further 8 thought that the first man on the moon was Louis Armstrong.
Now, we're getting closer.
Yeah, I mean, are they more or less idiotic? I mean, I am a big fan of Louis Armstrong, so yeah. I'm inclined to let those people off.
Yeah.
it makes no sense. Yeah, less than 3/4 of people correctly answered that it was, in fact, Neil Armstrong.
Very good, yeah.
So there we go. This study, published by the Institution of Engineering and Technology, which is an American thing, revealed that over 1/4 of all people do not believe that astronauts actually landed on the moon, which is pretty ridiculous. We were there at the time, obviously. We've been here before.
That's right. We've been here for ages.
They came around for tea. Gave them a scone, moon scone, obviously.
Yeah.
And some rock cakes, moon rock cakes. And so, you know.
Had a great time.
That's it. So this was just for people, for the other people, for the 11, the 8, the other people there. You should note that it was the 16th of July, 1969. Neil Armstrong, Michael Collins and Buzz Aldrin blasted off.
Mm-hmm.
From the Kennedy Space Center to come up to the moon. Nobody remembers Michael Collins.
No, he didn't actually get to set foot on the moon, did he?
He just was up in there in that pod looking down.
Terrible.
What a shame.
He got so far but didn't get to
get the last bit. Never mind. Submarine in a canal, anyone? Check this out. Cyril Howarth spent £50,000 converting a canal boat into something that looks like a U-boat. He placed it out on a narrow canal between Leeds and Liverpool in the UK, much to the displeasure of local boaters.
You don't say.
The vessel has so alarmed fellow canal users that British Waterways has been called on to investigate whether it breaches any rules.
Surely there must be a rule somewhere.
I can imagine they're fairly easily alarmed, the canal users, aren't they? Since they hit a top speed of about 4 miles an hour.
Yeah. You could outrun one. You could outrun the U-boat.
You could. Quote, this is a quote from Cyril. "You should have seen the faces of the locals when they woke up to see a U-boat in their midst," said Mr. Howarth, 78.
Brilliant.
"It's them Nazis."
They're back.
Do you get the impression that Cyril's a bit of a troublemaker?
He might be. Oh, kind of. He goes to admirable lengths, though, to cause trouble.
Do you think he kind of struts up and down the hull in a Nazi uniform? That might be going a bit far.
Well, taking it too far.
Anyway, you've gone too far there, Cyril. In other news, a Brazilian clown has won a seat in Congress. Yes, with more votes than any other candidate. Tiririca, I believe. Sorry if that's how you say your name. Well, I'm not sorry if that's how you say your name. I'm sorry if that isn't how you say your name. Or Francisco Oliveira Silva, to give him his real name, was elected as a federal deputy for São Paulo with more than 1.3 million votes. He's also known as Grumpy. Grumpy the Clown. And he had slogans such as, "It can't get any worse." And apparently he ran a humorous campaign on YouTube, which attracted millions of hits. "What does a federal deputy do? Truly, I don't know, but vote for me and I will find out for you," was one of his messages. Genius. Well, at least he's honest.
He is honest, yeah, that's good.
He got 1,353,000 votes.
That's pretty impressive.
Some say that the way the Chamber of Deputies is formed by this open list proportional representation system makes it easier for celebrity candidates to win office. Analysis say their popularity also reflects a disillusionment with mainstream politicians following numerous corruption scandals. Of course, if we tried it here, we'd probably end up with Anton Deck as co-prime ministers, Jeremy Kyle in the Home Office, Tara Palmer Tomkinson as Chancellor, and Abby Titmus as Secretary of State for Trade and Industry. Now, how about this wild card, Jimmy Cranky as Scottish Secretary? Eh? Come to think of it, this sounds better than what we've got at the moment.
It's
a little bit more interesting than Tweedle, whatever they're called. Tweedledeedle and whatever. We should try that.
We should.
The sooner we can get Abby Titmus into public office, the better. I don't even know who she is, do you? I'm not really sure.
I've kind of forgotten, really.
I've forgotten. Blanked, we all have.
Blanked her out of my mind.
And finally, Silvio Berlusconi has been made into a bar of soap.
Well, literally.
Literally, quite literally. Not all of him, just his fat.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Please.
Mr. Berlusconi underwent liposuction at a Swiss clinic in 2004, and a clinic employee apparently gave the discarded fat to Swiss artist Gianni Motti. A statement from Zurich's Migros Museum of Contemporary Art said, this is something the clinic has consistently denied. Either way, he's made a sort of ordinary-looking bar of soap with it, and you can go and peer at it if you're that way inclined.
Quite disgusting.
Weird. And that's the news. Decoction.
Thank you, Mrs. Zirconium.
Thank you.
For that second selection of fascinating fables.
And now,
back to the historic sound of the future!
It is, it certainly is. Back to the world of the strange, and in particular the Billy Strange. We're going to actually have a little Sea of Tranquility feature now, and we like to calm any furrowed brows that may have arisen during the show. And we're going to play a Billy Strange track for this particular segment.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll take your seats, please. Our tour of the moon's famous Sea of Tranquility is about to begin.
Yes, for the Sea of Tranquility, this week on Project Moonbase, we're going to be featuring the sound of Billy Strange as he brings us his deliciously seductive version of that bossa nova classic. A tune we haven't heard for a while on the show, actually. This is Billy Strange with his version of The Girl from Ipanema. Thank you. The heavenly sound of Billy Strange.
I wasn't sure that this... I was going to be relaxed, but I am relaxed now.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I need to say.
Yes. Yes, lovely stuff.
You've won me over. We should mention that if you go to www.projectmoonbase.com, we have our affiliate links, and whenever we can find an album available online, sometimes they're free.
Yes.
Sometimes they cost the money.
They're costing the money.
We have the link, so you can go there and spend money.
And every click will help us stay in moon boots and space slippers.
Exactly.
Because it costs us running this outpost, this lunar outpost. It does cost a few bob. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this latest Moonbase podcast. We will be back with you next Sunday, 8 p.m. It'll be the time you can download the next one.
If you enjoyed the show and you have any comments or suggestions, please send us a Twitter at twitter.com/projectmoonbase, or you can email us on show@projectmoonbase.com. We'd like to hear from you. We'd love to hear from you.
Mm. And we also have a Facebook group, as we've mentioned. Just go to facebook.com and search for Project Moonbase. It's probably the easiest way to find that. I have been DJ Bongo Boy.
And I have been MC Zirconium.
And we're going to leave you with another trip to the world of the strange, but this time not Billy Strange. This is a French library music supremo, Jacques Harel, and his truly cosmic strange galaxy. Until next week, dear listener.
Bye.
Goodbye.